finally, this week, we've got a new piece of computer software that can read a book's literary fingerprint, and that's unique to the author who wrote it. So it turns out that as a book gets longer, even the very best writers eventually start to run out of new words to use. But the rate at which new words drop off depends on the skill of the author, and it's always the same for each author, giving them a unique word frequency fingerprint. Now, this is all based on analysis of books and stories by three great writers, Herman Melville, Thomas Hardy and D.H. Lawrence, and a team of researchers from Sweden, led by Sebastian Bernardsson. And they've come up with the idea that inside every writer's head is a metabook. And what writers reach into this own personal metabook and pull out the words that they want to put down on the paper or type out on the computer screen. And that was published in the New Journal of Physics. And it's really providing new insights into the way that language is used, especially by the world's greatest writers. Now, I don't claim to be one of those great writers, but I do wonder what if you plugged my book into this software, how it would come out. And the team is actually planning to do similar research on other literary works, so perhaps I shall volunteer mine. And eventually they're going to see if it's possible to actually identify an unidentified author from the fingerprint left in their words.
So are you saying that in the same way as they say musicians have only got so many songs that they can ever make, that a writer can only write so many books?
I don't think that's it. I think what it is that you've got a pool, this sort of meta book, the pool of words, and that's where you will draw all. It's almost like the potentiality of all the books you'll ever write, and you're just going to put them together in the right order, but from those words, and that will affect the overall fingerprint, the structure of the works that you're going to produce.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists. It's Chris Smith and Helen Scales, and this week we've got a dose of the flu, not literally, thankfully. We will be exploring the story of the swine flu pandemic, how it originated earlier this year in 2009, how the vaccines that are being used to combat it actually get made, and we'll also be investigating the role of protecting viruses. These are harmless infections that can actually help to keep the nastier ones at bay. If you'd like to join in, you can, of course, email us, chris@thenakedscientists.com, or you can send us a tweet. Our Twitter name is @NakedScientists. Helen.
Right, well, now it's time to join Dave Ansell and Ben Valsler, who are rather lovely, wonderfully, trying to catch a sneeze on camera.